And good evening, welcome to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and the one and only Monique Donnelly.
Art's favorite.
Woo! Art. I love our engineer.
You wouldn't believe, audience, that you're just listening. If you were in the studio right now, Frank Pastore is tainted Art, our engineer.
Love it.
He loves Monique. And now we have another person that's her host right here at Worship Factory. Get online, get connected, and you can see the host of Worship Factory.
Which she's on there.
Donnelly. She's actually on
there.
Yeah,
you can look her up.
Yeah. And she's got a big resume.
Stop it.
And right on the accolades of Frank Pastore has this little footnote.
Okay, whatever. Seriously, in all seriousness, I can't even – I know we go into a little, like, housekeeping and say all the things that are going on, but I'm about to explode with excitement because I – can I just say it?
Go ahead.
Brian Duncan is in the house! I grew up with Brian Duncan. I stole his licks.
You grew up with him?
In my car.
Wait,
in
stole his licks. Car. What do you mean you stole his licks? That's what
Yeah. Hold well, on. I memorized his little, you know, approach to, you know, to approach the note this way and like do a little lick here. And you've been studied, Mr. Brian Duncan.
Yes.
So he's in the house. I'm just going to say it.
And I know.
I can't
this is
wait
really
till we
cool.
get to our next segment because that's
you know,
what it's all about.
Talking
today.
About that, you know, we have just been, I was talking earlier about going down the street this morning and having a moment with God and was literally in the car and. And I was listening to Jarrett LeMaster's album out there, and I was just like, just one of our guests here at the studio a couple weeks ago. And it was wonderful. It's just this God moment with me and God riding down the street and listening to this in this worship time where you just go, how thankful and how blessed we are to be able to sit in here in the radio station and listen to the talent that God has given you, Monique, obviously, the people that are that
but
have been
But it's a
coming.
God thing. I mean, who does this except for God, you know, create beautiful things out of us, you know, nobody people.
You know, and I got to tell the story about Brian Duncan actually getting to Brian Duncan. It's so amazing. One of the people we've been talking about for a long time, both Rod and I, is Brian Duncan. And we said, wow, it'd be great to do a show with Brian. We'd love to be able to get a hold of Brian. How do we get a hold of, you know, Brian Duncan? And then all of a sudden, you know, one person, a friend of Rod's, basically was in Hawaii with another friend and some time ago. And they said, I'm a friend of Brian Duncan's. You need to get Brian Duncan would be a great person to get to. So we hear this Brian Duncan, Brian Duncan, Brian Duncan all the time. So I called his agent. I mean, called his management. And they said, well, you just need to call him on his cell phone. I've got his cell phone. Just call him. I said, why? Here's Brian Duncan. And then he actually called me back. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is really cool. Brian Duncan actually called us back.
Nice.
Pretty cool. And you are listening to Worship Factory right here at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton, Rod, and Monique. And we are in studio. And we will be having a segment, a couple segments, actually, maybe 4 or 5 or 10, I don't know, with Brian Duncan here in studio live. He was just touching our hearts about 5 minutes ago. Unbelievable with his talent.
Listen, it's way cool that Brian's here. But you got to understand, what we're telling you about is exactly what you're hearing. Worship Factory is here because God gave us a mission to share these things, and it's God doing this thing.
Right.
And we're saying to you, God's given you a mission.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
What's
what is it God made you to
What's
do and be? That's
and
right.
And are you listening for God's voice? Are you listening for
yeah.
the direction?
Because if we can do it, you
anybody
can do it.
If he's using us, anybody can do it.
Yeah, that's
believe
the lesson.
Believe you me, this crew here. And get online, get connected at worshipfactory.net. We did, God did put this on our heart some time ago, almost 2 years ago now, to actually build a ministry that was for the creative arts family out there so we can connect each other, support each other, uplift each other, encourage each other. We say all the time, be a voice for the unvoiced and be a louder voice for those that do have a voice.
Yeah, and this is for everybody. This is... I know we all, Kempton, Rod, and myself, come from different angles of creativity. It is for everybody. It's for professionals in the industry, you know, producers, grips, set designers, actors, that type of thing, as well as those who want to become that. And we focus that on the exposed section especially, but also worship leaders and authors. And every bit of creativity is welcome. And, you know, we're just like the family of God and function like that. Mm-hmm. That's our goal, is to get connected on our website. If you go on worshipfactory.net, click the little C button or connect, and you can – it's like a Facebook page. You can upload stuff, clips, artwork, blog. It's a great place to be. Connected.
And you can find other people there. That's the whole thing.
Well, that's the whole idea. You know, if you build websites and you're an artist, then you'll be able to hook up your brother in Christ, you know, with an amazing site and be able to help each other out.
Yeah, we've made all kinds of connections, and I never cease to be amazed at the reach. Got an email from someone in England who has a vision for starting a worship training thing in Bristol.
I'm love it.
This is great. God's just blowing our vision. It's incredible.
It's fun to see what God's doing.
You know, we talk about all the time that, you know, being the wave of the internet today, you can talk to the world, and you can talk to men instantaneously, as we talk about all the time. And it's incredible. And that's why I think God really put on our hearts to develop worshipfactory.net for those creative artists out there in the world, because all of a sudden people are touching base for us from Africa and, you know, you name it, as far as that goes, Haiti. I mean, it gets China. I mean, we're getting all these people from all over the world that are touching base.
Let's remind everybody about our Haiti fundraiser project. What's going on with that?
Yeah, in Scottsdale, Arizona, Chances for Children, an Haitian orphanage. They've got 400 children there in Haiti. Been over there since 2002, continue to do great work. And so it looks like in February, March now, they're trying to figure out a date. Before the Junigens go back to Haiti, they're going back for another two-month stay over there. So we'll actually go to Scottsdale, their church. It's a big, large church, about 2,000-seat capacity and about 5,000 or 7,000 members or whatever it is. So we'll go out there and do a benefit concert with Monique Donnelly. And who knows, maybe we can steal Brian Duncan. Brian Duncan to come over after us. How cool would that be? Wow.
I'm going to make him cookies or something really nice. I'm going to figure out what he likes.
We'll give him some coins.
He was passing out coins this morning.
Oh, my goodness. You know, speaking about the Exposed segment, it was a couple weeks ago, the kids were on Frank Pastore's show. Right here at KKLA 99.5 FM, and they did such a great job.
They did such a fabulous job.
It was really great. Frank actually thought it was pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Except he missed Monique. He kept on saying, where's the host of the show? You two guys are good, but where is the host? He did, so help me goodness, he said, where's Monique?
Oh, my goodness.
He was starting not to let him in. He started not letting him come in. If Monique's not here, you ain't coming. John and Mariana, but don't blame him very much. Because it is John and Mariana.
Yeah, they are crazy, but that's why we love them, right?
I'm just so proud to see the kids growing up.
As we continue, one of the things that we do here, being on a serious side at Worship Factory, is we do continue to mentor young people. I've got my son that is in John Bryan, anybody that's listened to our show, Mariana Muzzi, which is another one. And those we think so strongly about. It is our role and our position to mentor those that are maybe not there yet or maybe want to be there. Maybe they're already there and they want to go to the next level. Mm-hmm. It's so important for us as the elders. I mean, John calls us, especially you, Rod, with that white, beautiful hair of yours.
Okay. Yeah, I started gray early. Okay.
Well, and our dear friend Brian Duncan has some things to say, I'm sure, about paying it forward. So I can't wait to ask him about that in the next segment.
What a blessing Brian Duncan actually be in studio, right?
Crazy.
I don't know what you told him to get him to come here, but I don't care. It's great.
Well, we'll be talking about it. Actually, Brian is doing a new album and is out there on Kickstarter, by the way. And we're going to get to talk about the funding program at Kickstarter and where Brian is right now, where he's going, where he's heading with his new album, and what his needs are, perhaps, to get this new album.
Speaking of albums, don't we have an album cover contest, Rod?
That's right. In fact, we've had to extend that because we just want to make sure we get lots of good ideas in.
Yep.
So we're going to take that through the first of the year. And so what it is, we've got a sampler CD of a lot of the artists' music that have been on our show. And this is something just to help promote their music, give them an out that people can hear. So we need an album cover, a Worship Factory CD cover.
Yep.
And so
can it be... is it drawn? Is it photo? What are the parameters, Mister?
Boy, anything that fits Worship Factory.
So what's the goal? You want them to describe what Worship Factory is?
Yeah. What is it? Because this is twofold. We need a CD cover, and the other thing is we want to hear from listeners. What does this mean?
Yeah.
What is Worship Factory doing for you?
Yeah. Well, capture that. That's actually a good point. We do want to hear what the needs are of our listeners. And if you ever have any questions or suggestions, let us know because we want to hear what's going on with you guys.
info@worshipfactory.net.
You know, it's kind of interesting, too, is that the creative arts is so amazing. We're not looking for perfection. We're looking for somebody's heart and somebody's direction as far as where it is.
We have seen with our guests time and time again that God uses us where we're at. Whether you're striving and God's given you a gift and you're learning how to, you know, use your gift, or you're a seasoned professional, God just wants you to be willing to be used.
Get out of the boat.
Yeah.
Get out. Just
take a step of faith.
Just
You can do it, people.
That being said, what are you doing, Monique, for this holiday? Speaking of concerts and events and what's going on with you. You
just had concerts and
one, and now you're getting ready to do another one. And
yeah.
Your whole calendar's booked for December.
I am overwhelmed, but I am so thankful at the same time that God is faithful and bringing work. And
Josh Groban. Who's it this Christmas?
Not this Christmas.
Andrea Bocelli.
Not this Christmas.
Brian Duncan.
Wow. Nice. There you go.
Yeah.
There's the top of the top.
There we go.
That's for sure. You know, Monique, you are a gifted one, though.
Back at ya.
You guys all have your gifts. Go online at worshipfactory.net and check out Monique's bio. If you ever wonder what some female voice is out there, you can check if you've got a day or two to look at her bio or her resume. You can literally
go online.
It's just a really gift. We're so gifted. God has just given us so much. Blessed us here at the studio, KKLA 99.5 FM, and you're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Rod and Monique
and Brian Duncan,
and we're going to be setting in
with the next segment,
the one and only Brian Duncan.
I can't even
all those wait. Brian Duncan fans out there. We're going to be right back and actually talk more about what Brian's doing, what he's got going on, and Kickstarter. Right here at KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back.
From a cardboard hovel on a darkened street to the well-lit windows of a penthouse suite, all our desperate souls with a human fate. We protect ourselves within the walls we make. And I stand to save.